At Trump's hush money trial, after a couple of weeks of testimony now, jurors have seen over 120 exhibits, we're told. So what do we know so far, and where is this all going? Jeremy Rosenthal, if you've heard him on the program before, you know he's a former prosecutor. He's now a defense attorney, and he is joining us again here on Portland's Afternoon News. We want to talk more about this particular Trump legal issue. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hey, Tim. Good to be here.
So Trump on trial for allegedly falsifying business records to hide the reimbursement of a hush money payment. Now, I know you're not in the courtroom on a day-to-day basis, but based on what you have seen, at least through the media, how do you think prosecutors are doing so far in making their case against Mr. Trump?
I think if you were to ask the prosecutors how they're doing, I think they'd be pretty pleased. Kind of their overarching strategy is, I think you can sort of take their case into thirds, you know, by chunks. The first third, they're really setting up the motive. They've done that. They called a handful of witnesses to kind of talk about the whole catch and kill. They talked about this campaign was in disarray. It was panic back in October of 2016. And oh no, what are we going to do about it? And now we've got Stormy Daniels to deal with. And the S is hitting the fan. That's kind of the backdrop that they sort of set up, right? The middle part is sort of where they are now. They had a whole lot of folks testify, setting up the paper trail. Yesterday, they had an employee who had been with the company for 40 years, also an accounts person. So now they're kind of, what they're doing is they're sort of showing everybody where the money went, why it went there, and why this is illegal. They're taking a quick break to do Stormy Daniels, because who doesn't need a big sex, you know, issue in the middle of a money case?
Exactly.
They're in the entertainment business, just like us, right? And then on the back end of it, what you're going to get is they're going to use Michael Cohen to basically try to put Trump's thumbprint on whatever crime there was. All the evidence so far, or none of the evidence so far, shall we say, has really closed that loop. In other words, all of these things are going on, but it's only Michael Cohen mm-hmm. who can really put Trump's thumbprint on this crime.
So no smoking gun, so to speak.
No smoking gun, just Michael Cohen, who is a very imperfect messenger.
Yeah. All right. And to follow up on that, do you think the prosecution is winning? I realize the case is far from over, but do you think the prosecution is winning so far?
I think we'll know in a month, right? But I think if you were to ask them, I think they've got to be pretty pleased with where they are. Trials are weird. Trials are full of crazy drama. Trials are full of twists and turns. Other than the gag order, there really haven't been any. There's not been any surprise witnesses. There's not been any witnesses that have said things that are, oh my gosh, we never expected them to say that. Nothing like that has happened. Anytime you're a prosecutor and things are going to plan like that, I think you got to feel good.
All right. Here on Portland's Afternoon News, we are talking to trial attorney Jeremy Rosenthal, former prosecutor, too. We're talking about the Trump hush money trial that's going on in New York, and he's helping us to understand what is going on there. Jeremy, what do you expect from the defense now going forward?
The prosecution's whole goal here is they know ultimately the question that has to be answered is, can you believe Michael Cohen? And that's a hard sell. And I don't care who you are or what your belief system is, that is a hard sell. So what they're doing is they're laying out witness by witness by witness. They're laying it out to where they want that when Cohen takes the stand, they want it to be anticlimactic. Their thought is, you're going to believe this guy because you've got no choice to believe him, because the last 14 people we've paraded in here are going to corroborate what this person says, and so are the documents. So the defense team kind of has to stave off that death by paper cut, right? They've got to be able to keep their theory alive that Cohen was on his own. Cohen was kind of going rogue. They got a little bit of that with Hope Hicks the other day. But you just run the risk of just sort of getting walled in. And I'll be the first as a defense lawyer, I'll be the first to give a gratuitous elbow to my friends at the DA's office and to kick them in the shins anytime that I can. They did a nice job here. And the way that they've built, they could have called Michael Cohen first, but they're not. They're calling him last. And I think that's I don't know if that works out for them or not.
Right.
None of us will. But at the moment, they're just walling off all those escape routes that Trump can take. Right. They're walling off the argument of, well, I'm just, you know, this is a big organization and I don't know what I sign every day. They had the lady who works for 40 years. She says, no, either Trump or one of his two sons has to approve every check over $10,000. And there were some that Donald Trump would return to us. So they're doing things like that and taking away, again, it's death by paper cut.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the strategy. So the judge, you touched on this earlier, the judge in the case has come down pretty hard on Trump for violating the gag order. He's been threatening jail time. Some are saying that that's exactly what Donald Trump wants to do, is to spend a few nights in jail and to become a martyr. What's your take quickly?
I think that Donald Trump has said that's what Donald Trump wants to do. He said he would gladly go and do it and be a martyr. I think the Secret Service folks who have to go with him would rather be on Mar-a-Lago golf course with him. I think that's what they signed up for. But we'll see where this thing ends up. But these are very strange times.
I got to ask you quickly, based on the evidence you've seen so far, all of the testimony, guilty or not guilty, what do you think the jury's going to come back with?
Putting me on the spot here. The prosecution is doing a very effective job. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are very frustrated with this prosecution. And maybe he wouldn't be prosecuted if his name wasn't Donald Trump. I mean, with my good looks, I get out of a lot of speeding tickets, right? but I'm still speeding, you know?
Yeah.
And so is it something like that? Maybe. But I wouldn't be surprised by anything, but I think the prosecution has to be very happy with where they are.
All right. He is trial attorney Jeremy Rosenthal. Jeremy, thanks again for being with us today. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Tim. Take care.